about a whole lot of things, you know, like this big oak tree they got over here. What about the second largest oak tree they got around here? They got a big one at Park here, and I guess that one there must be about the second one now.
At where?
Right close there in the back there. He told me when he was a little boy, he said he can remember that oak tree just about this big when he was a little boy. And they used to have places over there where they had a big shed like this in here, where they rolled the buggy, they put the buggy and all over there. They all traveled by buggies and all that, you know, wagon and all. Well, they had that up on the high land because over there by the bar, it's low. Well, they had that way on the high land. Well, my daddy and my uncle took that thing from there and they rolled it over there to the house and made a kitchen out of it on rollers. Roll it. I remember that good. That's where I saw my first airplane. We were rolling that thing. And that airplane come past by and that thing was running so damn slow up there. And I stayed there looking at it and after a while my neck was hurting me. It was so slow them days. That was the first airplane that I saw in the air. I went home and I got a hold of some soft cypress we had. And I looked at it and I started wheeling on that thing. And I made an airplane. I put the wings on it just like I was looking at it up in the air. I had a propeller on it that was touring, you know, it was twisted, and the wind would blow, and the wind would blow, that propeller would be touring like that. And I had the wings on it, like they got them, them little plane that's flying around here, you know, a little cheap plane. And I put it up on a pole, and that little thing would spin there with the wind, change with the wind like a weather vane, you know, and that propeller would be rolling. Everybody used to come there and look at it. And I told them then, I said, all birds don't have to have their wings straight across like that when they're flying. I said, a bird always got his wings in the back. I said, why can't they make that airplane like that to where it would travel faster? And which how you see them planes now built? Don't you see them with them wings leaning in the back like that?
Mm-hmm.
And all them fast planes, that's the way they are now, cutting the wind. And when I was a kid, I told them that. I said, how come they won't make one like that? That came in my mind what we cut the wind better, you know, instead of cross wheels like that. And today, they learned how to build them with their wings like straight in the back like that. The thing is, they had to catch the balance. That was the thing. They learned that when they find out now a damn jet. Look at them, how they travel fast and all that, cutting the wind and all that. But that came to my mind, and I told that to my people. I said, why don't they make airplanes like a bird? That just came to my mind. Travel fast and cut the wind.
Yeah. Well, Mr. about the things you had in your house, tell me about that.
The thing we had in the house?
Yeah.
We had an old time dresser. We had furniture.
Yeah.
When we moved in that place there, they didn't have a piece of screen on that house. With all the mosquitoes they had them days. My daddy had to make framing, put on all them windows. And all the windows was closed solid with doors. Like there wasn't no glass windows or nothing. It was just solid doors. And whenever bad weather comes, they just closed the whole thing. And my daddy went to work and made frames and all that. But when we first got there, we had mosquito balls, what they call. That you had to...
Over the bed?
Over the bed. And we had to tuck them things, like in summertime, we tuck them underneath the mattress, keep it from flying around, and mosquitoes would get underneath there, you know?